Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's shows Kevin 27 back with another fire episode, and today we have a bit of a mix-up, I would say. We're gonna do some Marvel stuff, and then I'm gonna end it with some hip-hop pop culture stuff. Y'all know what I want to talk about, man. I want to talk about the Drake diss, man, but we're gonna save that for last, best for last, man. So let's go ahead and get into it. They had CinemaCon going on, and yo, we got a lot of big news, but the biggest is this whole Captain America Brave New World thing that we are going to talk about right now. So Captain America Brave New World's footage is a massive win. They acknowledge Ross looks different, which I don't understand why that would be a win, because who cares? He's still the same character. Who cares if they say he looks different? That's just probably some cheesy ass MCU joke. Ross wants to rebuild an Avengers team. That's a W. Sam and I'm assuming Joaquin went on a successful. Sam and Joaquin went on a successful mission, and the president is proud. Isaiah Bradley ends up possessed in Winter Soldier brainwash style, tossing Sam and a table at people, shooting at world leaders, and even jumping out a window to flee. The action is gritty. It looked quite fantastic at CinemaCon. Okay, so I'm glad I actually read that out loud. Yo, light up that exotic if you got it. Pour up that expensive so we can get offensive. Yo, I'm actually glad I read that out loud, because when I just read it, just scrolling through Twitter, I didn't know that they was kind of saying he was possessed or brainwashed or something on some Winter Soldier-ish. That would make a little more sense, considering in the Falcon and Winter Soldier, I mean, he didn't want to be anywhere in the spotlight. He didn't want anything to do with being Captain America or a super soldier or anything. So I kind of was taken aback, you know. Just imagine my surprise when I'm reading that this man tried to attack the president and jumped out the window of the White House. It was a bit alarming, but now when I'm reading, you know, the post, and now that I'm reading the post in its entirety, it makes sense. People, you know, one thing I do want to say, because I don't think we actually got to talk about that. People need to let go this whole thing of Bucky and Sam having to be tied together. They don't need to be tied together. And I'm actually glad that Bucky isn't going to be in this movie. This movie needs to be a standalone Captain America film. Not only that, a standalone Anthony Mackie film. I get it. People try to say, oh, well, he had his own show. It was called Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like, it wasn't just Falcon. It still was built up off the back of the Winter Soldier name and off the back of Bucky as well. You know, it was not like it was just Sam's show. So, yeah, he became Captain America by the end of it. But I'm sorry, y'all. It's late. He became Captain America by the end of it, but still, it does not mean it was his show. Let me get a little sip in. You know what it is? It's like you don't even be tired, because I'm not tired. I think it's because it's late, and once you start talking, that's when you start yawning. But anyways, I did think it was an interesting thing. Now, actually, let's look at this. We can actually look at, let me find it. Because we got pictures of Captain America and Harrison Ford for sure. But I do want to see the Captain America pictures. Because, I mean, bro, I think it's embarrassing the fact that we have not seen Sam at all. I mean, at all. Like, can you imagine? They made it like this big moment. The fact that we haven't seen Sam in anything or Shang-Chi, that's another big thing that's so weird to me. And I kind of feel like they're not going to make Shang-Chi too. I know they keep saying, yo, why is Andy Miller knockers popping up on my shit? I ain't seen his ass about 15 years. I mean, if you really think about it, if you think about it with this whole thing with Marvel and them being a little gun shy about being creative, I can see them not making Shang-Chi too. Especially considering Shang-Chi came out in 2021. You gonna give me Shang-Chi 2 6 years later? I just think it's a bit ridiculous if you ask me. It's already 2024. We have nothing about it. So you talking about by the time you even get to Shang-Chi 2, it's 2025. And then when you announce it, it probably won't be coming out to about 2026, 2027. Way too long, bro. Way too long. Okay, here we go. All right, so how we feeling about the Captain America suit? I like it. It's like about the best we got, but I like it, you know? It's sleek. He don't got that dumbass turtleneck on. He don't got all that white around his face. Y'all know I hated it. I hated it back then. I thought his suit had too much white in it. Like for a black man, I didn't like all that white in it, man. I ain't like it, bro. But this I like is dark. I'm assuming this is all blue. I think his suit should be black. That'd be hard. Having with a black suit, you can have red, white, and blue in the suit. You know what I mean? But just the base, he can have a suit that the base of it is black. I love that, bro. This is tight though. Obviously, my man's got the fresh cut. You know what I mean? Shield. But I like this design right here with these cuts, which I'm assuming is going to be vibranium because, I mean, with him with the wings, and being able to fly, obviously, the suit just looks, or it's just, you know, when he get the vibranium, that's when he's like the super soldier. And then we get another look at Anthony Mackie right here. And I don't know what's going on right here, but I mean, I'm excited, bro, for this movie. But I mean, that's an understatement. Obviously, it really doesn't matter if I'm excited because I'm a Marvel fan and I'm like one of the real ones, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh, I got superhero fatigue, like all these weird ass people. I don't get it, bro. Me personally. And I'm not like, obviously I'm black, so I'm excited. This is gonna be the first black American superhero in Marvel. And I'm not sure about what they did over there in DC, but I know for sure in Marvel it's gonna be the first black superhero film, you know, American black superhero. You know, salute Black Panther. We all love Black Panther, but I'm not from Africa. You know what I mean? I ain't got no peoples from New Orleans either, not that I know of, but I might. You know what I mean? Just because I'm black, you know, from America. So I'm excited for this just based off of that alone. You know, will it do the same numbers? I'm obviously not. You know, I tell people this all the time. My grandma went to go see Black Panther. My mom went to go see Black Panther. They don't go see Marvel movies ever, but it was a cultural thing. You know what I mean? Can they conjure or conjure up the same spirit? Nah, I don't think so because it's Captain America. Like it's all that shit cool, but black people don't resonate with Captain America. I'm sorry. So I don't think it's really gonna do that like that. Now, if it's just a good movie and it looks good, I think it'll do good based on that. But if you're thinking you're going to get that Black Panther love, cause just because, no, hell no. No, not at all. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm interested to see what it's going to be, you know. Now, why would Isaiah Bradley be brainwashed if we just, you know, want to reel it back there? How does that happen? Who would even have the power to do something like that? Maybe a Wanda? But who would have the power? It's not going to be no scroll, any scroll and, you know, secret invasion type of thing, because that cat's already out of the bag. So it's really no, I don't really see a viable way for Isaiah Bradley to be getting brainwashed for it to make sense. You know, for him to try to kill the president, it just seems so extreme. Like, please let me know what you guys think. How is Isaiah Bradley going to go crazy on him and be trying to kill the president? I need to know what you guys think about this, because, I mean, when you see Isaiah Bradley, he was such at peace with just living with his grandson and just dying, like, you know, doing his own thing. Like, I mess with Isaiah Bradley. I miss Isaiah Bradley. So let me know what you guys think about that, okay? So we're going to move. We could talk about Kevin Feige dropping the F-bomb if you guys want to. You know, because what he said, let's go back to it. Oh, and it was something interesting I seen. That the either the director or the writer said that this movie is not Deadpool 3. Instead, it's Deadpool and Wolverine. And I was like, well, if that's the case, then we never got Captain Marvel 2. Like, which is it? It's the third Deadpool movie. It's Deadpool 3. If we count the Marvels, it's Captain Marvel 2, which we shouldn't, because it's a Marvel, it's a team-up film. It is not a Brie Larson film. Like, we still need to make Captain Marvel 2 happen. And if a movie is Captain Marvel 2, maybe it'll do better as opposed to the Marvels and, you know, the misogyny. How do you say that? Because I know it's misogyny, but that one with the O-I-R, is it misogyny? What is that? But anyway, the misogynists out there, they don't want to see it happen. But yeah, Kevin Feige said, it's fucking awesome. The reason I can say it's fucking awesome is because it's rated R. Yo, salute. No, I can't wait. The first rated R film. Now, apparently, Ryan Reynolds shared something and said, Kevin Feige said the only thing off limits is cocaine. So it's like, it's still going to be rated R, but Disney rated R. Because I feel like cocaine was in two of or both. I know for damn sure it was in the second film. I don't know about the first one, but I know for damn sure when he kept trying to kill himself, he was doing like all kind of cocaine and Wade Wilson was going crazy. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's I think it's a little something with that. Like, I'm ready to see, and hopefully it's going to be rated R. But, like, when we got the TVMA, it was definitely tougher than what we got. But that TVMA from Echo, the Echo series, it was nothing like when you watch Daredevil on Netflix. It was nothing like that. So it's still like, it's rated R, but Disney-fied. It's still not like they want to stick their toe in the water, you know, but not all of, like, you know, they still testing the waters. We're going to see how that turns out. But I'm definitely excited to see it. I cannot wait. I can't I cannot believe what came out. The Marvels, that was November. It is April, and we still gotta wait until I think July. You know what I mean? This is crazy, man. I really hate y'all for this. I hate all of y'all, bro, because y'all have let Marvel fall to the point where they like afraid to release movies and they going back and they changing shit. They scared, bro. And it's y'all fault. And I'm telling you, because Marvel has dropped nothing but heat, bro. Phase four, phase five. Y'all know the only thing I did not like, Ant-Man 3, I liked it initially, but I'm not gonna lie. I fell asleep on it both times I went to go see it. And then I just thought the way they did Jonathan Majors, he just wasn't good. He wasn't able to really shine in that role. You know what I mean? So, but other than Ant-Man 3, which I still think is a good movie, it's not great, but it's an Ant-Man movie. And I think it's kind of crazy that they actually started off phase five with an Ant-Man movie. And they really tried to put it all on the villain, but they didn't do their villain right. So they tried to really set all this up on the shoulders of Jonathan Majors. But they really did a misstep with him dying or being defeated by those ants and then being defeated by Ant-Man and Hope. Like, they really did a disservice. So you can say what you want to say about it, but other than that, that's the only thing that and She-Hulk. Other than that, I think everything else they dropped was either solid or fire. Like, I thought Ms. Marvel was solid. You know what I mean? Obviously, Moon Knight, fire. Loki, fire. WandaVision, fire. Like, they dropped so much fire. Multiverse of Madness, it received mixed reviews from the critics, but I think the majority of the audience loved it. They just didn't like some of the CGI, but the movie was good, bro. Like, and I think they really pushed the brink of rated R, PG-13 on there. So again, I really like pretty much everything they dropped. Black Panther 2, fire. Like, they dropped a lot of heat, bro. A lot of heat. So I don't know, man. But y'all let Marvel down, man. Y'all let Marvel down. You know, it's a little crazy to me. But anyways, we're not even gonna belabor that point. You know, I just want to do that. So let's move right along and we're gonna hop out of Marvel. Let's hop out of Marvel. And let's get on to what we're talking about now. Oh, let's do Civil War. So let's talk about, man. So actually thought this movie was good, but I'm not gonna lie, I had no idea what it was about. Like, or not what it was about. Matter of fact, let me clarify. So let's just read what it says it's about. Says, in a dystopian future America, a team of military embedded journalists races against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. So, yo, I like this movie. I thought it was a good movie. This is obviously starring Kirsten Dunst and, let's actually get the cast right. It's starring Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, and Kaylee Spaney as Jesse. And obviously, my guy Jesse Plemons in it. He's been a yo, Jesse Plemons, he been an asshole since Like Mike. And I'm not gonna lie, bro. The older I get, like, I was a little disappointed when I watched and I'm just being facetious, obviously, but when I watched him and Killers of the Flower Moon, because he was pretty much the good guy in the story. Bruh, yo, Jesse Plemons has been an asshole since Like Mike, and I love it. I love it. I enjoy it. But anyways, so my whole thing about this movie was, why in the hell don't we ever get a reason as to why a civil war in America happened in this day and age? I mean, it should never happen. Even though people call us in America, people call us the divided states of America, regardless, nothing bigger than America, at least it should be, and that's big, and it should be bigger than Republican, Democrat, whatever side you on. You know what I mean? It just shouldn't matter. And that's usually when it's somebody against us, like obviously 9/11. Everybody was true American patriots, you know, at the time. And, you know, we haven't had an attack like that. We've had attacks, but not like 9/11, you know, since it's been our own doing crazy shit. Obviously, a bunch of mass shootings and stuff. But still, you know, they never explain as to why it's a civil war and why the side that got two states are winning the civil war. Like, I get it. I was talking to my homegirl and she was like, well, if the two states is California and Texas, like those are the biggest states in America. And I was like, yeah, but New York is the biggest state in America. I believe New York has the most people in the country in America, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, you got to look at it from that perspective and you just got to think it's a little crazy that that would even happen. But regardless, so it's pretty much a basic movie. These journalists, photographers are trying to get to DC before the president get killed, pretty much, because the other side is winning the war, the Civil War, you know, whatever. So I think you don't look at it from the perspective of why the Civil War is happening. I think you just look at it from the perspective of the journalists and the photographers here, right? You look at it from this perspective of when you watch all of this stuff, at least, and I'm gonna speak for myself, 9/11, right? Because I was 10 years old when 9/11 happened. And all that time when we was invading Iraq and Afghanistan, and you see it being filmed, right? You see it being filmed. You don't really think about the people filming it. You just only focus on the soldiers, right? Because it's like, and producers, they get a lot of love too. Like, don't get it wrong. But people are always going to be more focused on the artists, the rappers, the singers, you know, the beats, all that's cool. But, you know, the rappers or the person who does the lyrics, that is what's always going to trump it. It's the same thing with this, right? I don't even think about the people who are filming because they are risking their lives to be there. They are risking their lives to tell the story of war and give us the story of war and what's going on behind the scenes that we don't get to see. You know, so it's really like when you look at it from that perspective, you take the perspective of the journalist. And I think it's a much better movie when you look at it like that. So I really enjoyed it, especially looking at it from that perspective. Spoiler alert, you know, Kirsten Dunst, she ends up dying because this little annoying ass girl here, and I get it, she was bodacious, she was aggressive, you know, she was going after it, but she was a little irritating, man, because, you know, she was doing a little too much at the end. Like, once they got to the White House and all that, like, at first she started off real timid, but for some reason right here, her adrenaline kicked in 1,000%, and she was doing a little too much. Like, she was taking too many risks, trying to jump in the hallway while motherfuckers is firing, and Kirsten Dunst had to, you know, jump in and save her life and end up, you know, dying, you know, and it was pretty messed up, you know, but, you know, she was cool, man. I didn't, who? I've never seen the Kaylee Spaney. She 25. Damn. She's like 18 or 17. Like, I guess it's a good thing to look that young. But damn, when I was watching, I was like, is she old enough to be out here with them? But I don't know how old she is in the movie, but oh, she's American and she's from Missouri. Shout out to her. I'm telling you, I'd be so surprised anytime I see an American actress these days. But yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. 83% on the tomato meter, 77% on the audience score. It's pretty much similar. I think a lot of people would just look at it and be like, they just don't explain as to why the country is in the Civil War. And for that to be explained, this movie was 1 hour and 50 minutes long, 49 minutes. You probably would have need an extra half hour to tack on. And I think they should have tried to fit it in some way in here as to why, or maybe I gotta watch it again, but they do not explain it at all. So maybe I'm just tripping. I don't know, but I'm telling you that I think that's why it was just a little iffy. But still, I thought it was a really good movie. The action in it wasn't a lot of action because I paid for D-Box again, and I'm sitting here and I was like, it's probably a movie where D-Box wasn't needed because it wasn't that much action. But the D-Box that was, like, when it got used, it was fire. Like, it was about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, where it wasn't really anything going. And then all of a sudden, my chair go poof. And I was like, what the hell? And it was kind of crazy. Like, it was a big shootout scene. So it was some good action. And it was good to see Kirsten Dunst in a movie, man. I hadn't seen Kirsten Dunst in a movie since Spider-Man 3. And I'm not even like, because when I seen her, I was like, holy, like, not like that. But I hadn't seen her since Spider-Man 3. So seeing her now at 41, I'm not trying to be like an ageist or nothing. I just was like, damn, she looked old as hell. Like, and I'm being like so serious. I was like, holy schmack-a-moly. Like, yeah, any movie she was in, I hadn't seen. Like, she was in Hidden Figures. I never seen that movie. Yeah, I hadn't seen none of these movies she was in. They got her Spider-Man Noel. Damn, she was in 15 and Pregnant. Yeah, she don't really got like a lot of big movies. So yeah, I was a little surprised when I seen her, man. I was like, damn, Kirsten Dunst look oldish, not old as shit, but and then obviously they plan into, this not apocalyptic, but dystopian civil war or whatever, playing into the aesthetic. So yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. I give it a 7 out of 10. It was a good movie. I actually enjoyed it. I give it a 7 out of 10. I'm telling you, just because the whole Civil War thing really wasn't explained. So that was just a little weird for me. But other than that, I really like to actually think about it from that perspective of, from, looking at it from a war photographer. Like, you don't think about, some of the iconic pictures and videos that we got from war, like some World War II photos and even World War I photos. Like, it's a lot of iconic photos, out there. From like wartime and shit. So yeah, I like that shit. I like it. I thought it was good. All right, man. So that's it on Civil War. I really wanted to get to Fallout, man. I'm so tight. Like, I think I'm on the last episode or two. So, and I don't want to give a full review, But I will be doing a Fallout review. You know, I'm on the last one or two episodes. So it's all good. It's all good. We're gonna get the Fallout. All right, man. So other than that, the one big thing I really wanted to talk about, I really wanted to get into this Drake shit, man, because yo, my man's Drake came through. He heard all the noise. He seen J. Cole copping, please. I mean, yo, the numbers in, bro. J. Cole, his surprise album was gonna surpass Beyonce, and it was gonna be number one. After he said what he said, yo, so many people stopped. Like, yo, people just tuned out. Like, people tuned out what he was talking about. They didn't really care. It went from about to sell 150,000 to actually, let's do this real quick. 150,000 to it went all the way down to 110. Like, yeah, people tuned out, bro. And I'm trying to tell you, if he would have just dropped a surprise album, I think people either way. He was kind of in a situation to where he had to either drop a diss or just, he really could have just said, hey y'all, I'm not into the diss track. So I'm not, I think people still would have clowned him, but regardless, that's probably the only thing he really could have done. You know what I mean? If he really like didn't want to stand on, you know, what he stood on, because he didn't stand on business. Like, he definitely didn't stand on business. It is what it is. But yeah, so I think Drake just, he heard all that shit. The crazy thing is, he never dropped this song, or he didn't drop this song. I think at this point, yo, this shit wildin'. Okay, there we go. Yo, you gotta think at this point, Drake gotta feel like, bro, I'm over the beef shit, bro. Like, or no, I don't wanna say that. Nah, I can't even say that. Because, bro, Drake has been dropping so many like slick lines, but not to Kendrick. I think that's why he was like, I ain't even said shit about you, bro. Like, you still on my dick? Because he hasn't said anything about Kendrick. He been dissing, like, I just listened to his last two albums today, Her Loss, and I listened to For All the Dogs. He ain't say shit about Kendrick on either one. He had a lot of shit for A$AP Rocky. Obviously, bro, why wouldn't he, man? You famous and you piping my dream chick. So yeah, I got some smoke for you, man. I'm gonna talk shit about you. I'm not mad at it. Drake is a rapper, and you gotta keep stuff spicy. You know what I mean? And even then, people still like, man, we tired of hearing about you rap about Rihanna, man. We get it. But I mean, shit. The one she's the one that got away for him. So yeah, my boy Drake just said, fuck it, man. I'm tired of this shit. All of this dissing, y'all acting like we cool and all that shit, bro. Y'all niggas is some snakes, and I ain't fucking with you. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to find my damn... How do I go to it? Maybe if I just go to YouTube Music. The thing I was saying too, I was just kind of surprised. I don't want to say surprised. I think Drake just don't want to really. I think he's gonna do it because he's the guy, and Drake is he's no like Drake knows this comes with rap. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get to just be the guy and everything is everything. So I think Drake knows this is what comes with the territory, but I think he just doesn't want it to be like on his shit. And I think I really don't know why he didn't just drop this. Like, because when he did it with Meek, he dropped it on his SoundCloud. I'm surprised he didn't just drop this on his, at least on his SoundCloud, you know, and just say fuck it. But this is shit is still out. So actually, where are my headphones? Yo, this shit crazy. Drake came for him on this one.
Never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get booked
outside America
for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't never take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part.
That shit funny because Drake saying, hey, you was just doing a show in Toronto and we was there, we was vibing. Like, what's why you got so much smoke all of a sudden?
With the bite, nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. Cause Top told you drop it, give me 50 likes of push-ups. Hood, your last one brick, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract cause we gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip.
Hey, I love the whole, I hate that bar though. Your pants might rip. That shit, I hate. That's the only bar I hate on this whole song. It sound hella cringe. I get what he's saying, but that bar sound hella cringe. At least to me.
Better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give them 50. Pip squeak pipe down, you ain't in no big three. Scissor got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now.
I love it, you know, just throwing scissor out there, you know. Cause everybody was like, well, SZA not a rapper. So why he bring I think he just brought SZA into it because he like, bro, SZA on your own camp. She on TDE. And even though, you know, he not TDE anymore, still. And he like, SZA surpassed you. Like, come on, bro. It's a good chess move, honestly. Just to throw that out there.
And
Just
you
throw that
gonna feel
little
the
division out
aftermath of
there.
what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this, a 20v1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga. Get more love in a city that you run, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Yeah, I'm...
Bro, he, I don't know. He, to me, the Metro shit is just funny because it's so dismissive. It's like, bro, you a producer. Like, you're not even in this. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, I get it. Metro trying to like put himself in it. But, bro, you're a producer. You can't get on here and speak these words and say it. You can make a beat. You can leak a reference track like they're saying he did. He leaked a reference track. And at this point, bro, Drake makes music. He works with people. He collabs. I don't really find, me personally, I don't find a song. I don't really think it's that big of a deal, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because clearly Drake writes. He has reference tracks for other people. He writes his music. But, bro, Drake puts out a lot of music. I don't, me personally, I ain't never heard. And even then, I think even Wayne have taken songs from Drake. I don't really think. I think it's just, I think people just look for shit to like to mess up or to fill away. I mean, bro, most of the biggest artists, they all, I mean, shit. Rihanna don't write shit. What song have Rihanna written? Like, come on. That's me personally. That's how I feel about it.
I'm the six guy, I'm the front runner. Y'all nigga manager was Charles little blunt runner. Clean a six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. Jets, whips, chains, wicky, wicky, wicky. Spinning like you trying to fuck, boy, you tripping, drizzy chipping.
Hey, and yo, the weekend, my guy, but don't just post on your story like of you laughing, like the shit funny. He out here saying you buying shit for niggas like you want to fuck them. Bro, we need a little more than laughing, bro, because it's all good and it's all cool when y'all getting on albums with Metro and everybody dissing Drake. Like, I think it's a little corny that everybody doing it on Metro album. It's kind of like it really make Drake look like he Thanos. That they calling Drake Dranos out here. Like, it really make him look like he's Thanos. Because the weekend, like, you could have been posted some shit about Drake or been said, I ain't never heard the weekend nigga trying to flame Drake in no music. Like, stop it, bro. Now you want to do it with the week or with Metro. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not saying it's quiet out here for weekend, but let's keep it real. His last two albums have not been received well. That one with the blinding lights, I really didn't like it. And a lot of people, like, it did well because it had that hit song, that blinding lights hit song. But it goes to show you, when he dropped his next album, Don FM, he lost the first week album sales battles to Gunna. To Gunna. You wouldn't even think Gunna and The Weeknd are on the same level. And he lost an album sale, first week album sale battle to Gunna. So I'm just trying to tell you, man. So now it's looking like The Weeknd trying to get himself back a little hot, man. I don't know, man. That's just what I see. I mean, it's clearly evident that, you know, motherfuckers out here, It ain't looking too good for them, you know what I mean?
They'll probably got your bitch in there. I just got them done. Boy, don't make me at the chip and nail. Rolling loud stage, I would turn. That was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if it be him start to kiss and tell. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. Hey, I'll be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say, drop your little midget ass. Better fuck.
I like that bar because, yo, Kendrick was talking spicy. He said, I got two T's with me. Apparently, two T's is Big Piru or Big Blood from Cali. And I guess he a bodyguard for TDE or something. Real thoroughbred in the streets. And that's why Kendrick said, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. And Drake just said, bruh, I'll pull up in your shit with every chain I own. Bitch, you ain't snatching shit. Like, bro, Drake talking greasy. I like it. I like Drake talking greasy. And I mean, and this is what you're supposed to do. Like, J. Cole, J. Fole, you know, I hate he did it to himself, man. Cause he really took himself out of it.
Niggas really got me out here rapping what I'm living. I might take your latest girl a cuffer like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, this nigga turning 50.
Kill Rick Ross with one bar.
Spend that little check, you gotta stay up out my business. Nigga, shout out to the hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad, nigga, I ain't even tripping. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for bitches. This for all the top dogs dropping, give me 50, drop. In that fucking song, y'all got to not start to beef with us. This shit been brewing in a pot, now I'm heating up.
Yo, this
I don't
shit
care
crazy.
What Cole think, that dot shit was weak as fuck.
And champagne, I told niggas he was going to diss J. Cole.
Nigga calling top to see a top, want a piece it up. Top, want a piece it up. Top, want a piece it up. Nah, pussy, now you on your own when you speaking up. You done roll deep to this and not fucking deep enough. Begging cops or not, boy, you not fucking beating us. Numbers wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking creeping up. Money wise, I'm out of here, you not fucking sneaking up. Cornball, your show
money, merch money, feed us. I'ma let this you niggas work it out because I seen enough. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. This ain't even everything I know, don't wait the demon up. Drop and give me 50, all you fuck niggas teaming up.
What platform you smoking on, Kendrick? And my boy Act, hey, that shit was crazy.
Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a
even this part.
29 for the car. Oh, I'm really trying to keep it PG.
Yo, Drake is the man, bro. Drake is the fucking man, bro. Like, just the way he flipped that. Put the academic sample on there. Who top five you smoking on, Kendrick? That shit was crazy. This last little part to me is just it makes the song better. It to me, cause it's like he could have kept going.
Yeah,
begging him to drop your song.
Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car.
Oh,
I was really trying to keep it PG.
Obviously, you know, Kendrick record label PG Lane. This shit.
What platform you smoking on, Kendrick?
Just how you begging him.
Yeah.
Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Hey.
Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car.
I
really trying to keep it PG.
Yo, this is something. That's something tough. I love it, bro. That shit is tough. We talking about this. This is real bars here. That's why like people be trying to stunt on Drake, bro. Drake be out here spitting. That's why after what happened with the whole back to back situation, I don't really care about no reference tracks or nothing, because regardless of how Drake do it, he get it done. He stay consistent. He always dropping shit. He always stand in the new lanes, or even he keeping his music and just updating the swag, the lingo. That's why I was like, when I heard the Yachty reference track with a jumbo shit dropping, it really don't matter to me, because unless you just telling me, honestly, and this is what I really need. I need a reference track to every song on Drake's album for me to be like, all right, well, Drake ain't doing shit. Like, I would need a reference track for every song on Drake's album, not just a song here or there, because clearly he accepts reference tracks and he doesn't mind, because that's a look for Yachty. Like, Yachty get a writer's credit. And all of these dudes that be like, oh, well, maybe y'all need to start getting some help and having some different sounds. So I'm really not mad at Drake at all for it, because after what he did with Back to Back and all of that and Duppy and how he just all of these, bro, Drake got it. So from that, we got a Rick Ross diss track that just came out of the blue, which I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not a Rick Ross fan. So I listened to it, and I'm not going to lie, it was a good, solid track. Obviously, he responded in 2 hours. It was a good, solid track. I'm not mad at the track. But again, I'm not a real big Rick Ross fan, and I never have been. Like, if I go on my Spotify, I'm pretty sure I don't got one song from Rick Ross on my shit. Like, not one. Now, I know his songs that I got with him, like features. I'm not a Rick Ross fan at all, bro. Like, I just, like I said, bro, music, it's about a connection thing. I never connected to his music. Obviously, everybody like Hustling. But yeah, he did come back and he has some shit to say. And I ain't really gonna stop it like that, because to me, he didn't gas. But if it's something like that, I'll stop it.
fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind to...
All right, now I am going to pause it right here because everybody going to always be able to get that off with Drake with the ghostwriter shit. He said ghostwriters get the floss, which you could have had. I mean, shit, he gonna always be able to get that off. You know, Drake always going to succumb to that.
Different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just describe when you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die. B.I.G. or give a fuck if you T.I.L.E. You got it and you keep it tucked if you be by me. Do the job, better known as the Charles Schwab. Double R spread through the yard and I swear to God. Pop a perk for the field. Go and count me a meal, kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. White boy, I see you.
See, and this is why Rick Ross shit, it was cool, but he only rapped for 60 seconds. So I mean, I'm gonna play the rest of it. It was cool, but he only rapped for 60 seconds. He tried to flame Drake for acting like he leaked it. I'm not sure, and I still want to know what's up with that. Because to me, it's a little weird that he just didn't put the track out, and he still hasn't really put the track out unless Drake just feels like, I'll still play with y'all. I get in the mud. I get my feet dirty. All of that. But I'm not about to put it on my stuff. I'm not putting it on my page because, bro, if you really look at it from what happened with Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion put out his track. Nicki gave her song so much light by dropping Bigfoot. She rap real rap with it. I think she dropped Bigfoot. The next day or two, it was either the next day or 2 days later or something like that. And it did nothing for Nicki. It only helped Meg Thee Stallion because she's the one where Nicki's the one with the haters. So all the haters was like, oh, let's really pump this record up, his track. And it went number one. And Meg Thee Stallion got to get a number one off of Nicki Minaj. So I kind of feel like Drake is like, hey, I don't mind getting dirty with y'all, but I'm not really giving it light. Like, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to let everybody know it's me versus all y'all. Let's do it. But I'm not really going to sit here and give it that much light and give it like, you know. Let's see. Did he keep rapping?
I see you. Yeah. Check. Getting bullied, don't walk up on me.
Oh, okay. He can't work.
Pussy don't want to push me. I'm like, really, Woody? Like his moves, but he never had a fight in school.
Oh, he had a, that was a Toy Story reference. Okay, that was good.
Was copying your pace. Weezy gave you the juice. Another white boy at the park want to hang with the crew. Bullet surprise winner switching up like dyed denim. Get incentives for all the killings while we ride rentals. Look me right.
Hey. The funniest part about this diss track is Rick Ross keep calling Drake white because it's the easiest way to get up under a mixed person's skin, right? Like, they want to be black, and they are black, especially Drake, because his dad is black. If you come from black nuts, nigga, you're black. Like, it don't matter. It don't matter if your mom Mexican, Puerto Rican, whatever, Jewish, you're black because you come from black nuts. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's way different as opposed to coming out of, like, when your mom is black. Because, yeah, you coming out of black vagina, it's a little different. You come from white nuts. You come from that, you know, it's a little different. You know, that's all I'm saying. Pause. But still, I think it's a little different. You know what I mean? I think that's just the best way to get it under somebody's skin. Now, him saying Wayne gave him the juice, yeah, that's his mentor. I don't understand. That's all I was saying. Some of the this is in here, it's just kind of corny. Like, yeah, that's his mentor. Birdman, that's his mentor. Like, these are the people who put Drake on. And yeah, him signing with Lil Wayne, the biggest blood in America at the time, I don't know about now. I mean, it was probably Young Thug for the longest. But, yo, Lil Wayne was the biggest blood, or at least the most famous blood in America for the longest. And I'm telling you, if you listen to a lot of the early Drake stuff, he was able to say a lot of gangster shit just because he was with Young Money and Lil Wayne. Like, yo, Drake said, what he said, you ain't heard of me, then you should go and get a Blues Clue. Oops, I mean a Red Clue. Wayne's here. Sue Woo. Like, that was so, I'm trying to tell you, I was in high school. That was so hard back in them days, but he was able to say that because obviously he was with Wayne. He said it again. Asked me if I pray. I said, yeah, once in a blue moon. Oops, I mean a red moon. I did it again to him. Let me leave a station for your blood affiliation. Like, he was able to get that off because of his affiliation with Drake and or with Wayne, and obviously Wayne's affiliation to, you know, MOB, 6'6 Deuce Piru all day, my nigga. But still, he was able to do that, you know, and have that, you know, alliance, you know, and that gave him that cool factor. Because I be telling people all the time, bro, yo, Drake is a corny nigga, man. Like, he from Canada. Like, I get it. I always thought Drake was corny. I'm not going to lie. I always thought he was corny, but I always thought that's why his music was so good, because he's able to be vulnerable. He's able to give you those introspective records. He's able to, bro, these niggas, they cannot go on a record and talk about, broken pinky promises, you fucked up my Bahamas trip. I know that you're not for me. Like, they can't do that because they won't let themselves be like that about a woman or give off that perspective. Like, bro, I always thought Drake was corny, but he's just the music he makes, like the character that he made for himself. That's why he's cool. Like, when I see Drake and I'm like, that's a cool motherfucker. But he's corny. Bro, he grew up in a Jewish neighborhood with his white mama. You know he's corny, man. But he's so talented, he's able to get away with it. So, I don't know. But I just think it's super funny for Rick Ross to come with this angle. Told you niggas stay scheming. I predicted my fate. Got more money than you. Fuck you want me to say? He don't got more money than Drake. Sorry. Where you want me to stay? I can shoot up the block. I got pictures to paint. Let you DM my old, but got bitches you can't. Let you get on my songs. It was good for your face. Now bitch nigga is home and no room for debate. Pop a perk for the field. Go and count me a meal. Kill you niggas for free. Do it all for the thrill. Niggas leaking their records when we speaking directly. If we keeping it gangster, when you see me, you check me. Hey, Rick Ross snapped. He snapped. That's all I'm saying. I can't say he didn't snap. Rick Ross snapped. It's not as hard as Drake shit, though. Drake, he just come with that energy that's is unmatched. That's why I'm so interested to see how Kendrick come with a full diss song. That one the same white boy that I seen, nigga, when we were making them early records, nigga. When you were happy to be around, nigga, seeing niggas fucking stunning your life, nigga. Get Weezy some more money, nigga. Get Rap-A-Lot some more money, nigga. White boy, yeah, biggest. Calling him white boy is funny. We can do it how you want to do it, where you want to do it, anytime you want to do it. I'm ready. I'm ready, white boy. Huh?
I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy. Yeah, you had that surgery, that six pack going. That's why you wearing that funny shit at your show. You can't hide it, nigga. White boy.
That shit funny because, okay, let's say Drake did have surgery to get a six pack. So what? Like, why haven't you done it? That's the funny part. It's kind of like, because Rick Ross, like, bro, Rick Ross a fat ass nigga, man. Like, salute. I'm a fat nigga. So I get it. You know what I mean? Shit, this is like why Rick Ross ain't did that. Like, shit, it's kind of funny a fat nigga trying to body shame a nigga that's not fat, you know, and has never been looked at as fat. That's why it's a little funny. And he said Drake got a nose job. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, Rick Ross, some of the jokes is a little corny. Like the nose job. If you look like that, I don't know, man. Even if he did, who cares? But it's a rap beef. Like, it's a rap beef. It's a rap battle. So you just say the most vile shit you can. Like Nicki Minaj. Why did you lie about your light pole? Like, we already. I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure Nicki got something done. Like, a lot of these girls have. She don't just look that good for no reason. Shit. Especially from back then. I think Nicki was, like, the first, like that in the rap game. For sure, for sure. Yo, so I just wanted to go back to this Drake disc because I wanted to read some of the comments. So somebody said, some Drake pulled this shit out like a Batman contingency plan for the Justice League. Somebody said, and I got 12,000 likes. Somebody said, Metro got the most disrespectful line out of all this. That got 21,000 likes. Somebody said, damn, Cole really leaving Drake fighting the delightful kids from down the road solo. That got 300 likes. Not a lot. I mean, compared to the other ones. So the rest of these. Somebody said Cole taking a backseat while Drake going full throttle is a plot twist I didn't expect. Somebody said Drake went really no more Mr. Nice Guy on this track. Somebody said the OVO sweatshop definitely getting a pizza party. Somebody else said Drake living rent free in Metro's head. Now telling him to sit down. You know Metro got to be tight. Because he's not a rapper. So he can't do anything about it. The only thing Metro could do is produce a beat for another nigga to hop on. Like, if Metro, because nobody talking about it. And I'm telling you, like, people respect Future as an artist. They don't respect him as a rapper. Because if they really respected Future as a rapper, they'd be telling Future, you need to be in the studio right now. Like, they're not giving Future that respect because, like, they're like, yo, Future should be coming with a diss song. But everybody waiting on Kendrick. Everybody want the heavyweight battle. I like this one. This one got 12,000 likes. Somebody said, Cole might have let Nas down, but Wayne stay forever proud. I mean, it's facts. Like, Drake is Wayne's protege. So, for the simple fact that Drake have blossomed into what this is now, I mean, come on. You can't be nothing about it. Somebody said, Drake ain't afraid of number one. J. Cole apologized, and that was so weak of him. Yo, nobody respects J. Cole anymore. Drake standing on business while J. Cole got cold feet is the craziest plot twist this year. Yeah, you get it. You get it. You know what I mean? You get it. You know, people really like this diss track. Like, and I'm that's on YouTube. You know what I mean? It's not on a Drake page. This on some random motherfuckers YouTube. You know, who knows who uploaded it? You know, but I want to give a big shout out to Academics, man. And why I want to give a big shout out to Academics, I've been listening to Academics since about 2015. So, and I've been listening to them consistently. Like, it was a little time where I wasn't on because he was streaming just on Twitch. And then someone had started stealing his clips. Like, somebody started taking his clips and posting them on YouTube. And then I had to start back watching them because he was on Everyday Struggle. And then obviously he's do his YouTube videos where I was always tuned in, which he does not. That's how I know Academics getting money. He don't even make those. It's your boy Academics. Like, he don't even make those videos anymore. That's how you know he getting streaming. He getting big bread. I mean, when this whole thing happened, my man's had about 40,000 people on YouTube watching. And I just wanted to say, man, shout out to Academics. It's very inspiring, you know, what my man's do, you know. And for him to be on the Drake record and for Rick Ross to send him the diss track personally to premiere online, bro, Big Act winning. So the rest of this is for Big Act. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, man. I cannot wait until Kendrick dropped his response. He has no choice but to respond. People are saying he's already got a track coming, or somebody said this shit called On The Dot. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm happy for hip-hop, man. This is big, man. This is big. And, you know, appreciate you guys, man, for just, you know, coming out and listening to your boy. Like I said, I kept it Marvel in the beginning, but I want to start talking about more stuff. You know, I don't want to just be boxed in, you know. So I really appreciate you guys, man, for always tuning in and enjoying these episodes. I put my heart into it, and I try to go as hard as I can, you know, when I'm on. You know, and shit, considering, like, I drop more than a lot of podcasts. Like, if you think about it, right, especially, like, free shit. Like, a Joe Budden, he dropped twice a week. I drop, especially when it's a TV show, I drop at least three times a week because I do this off day, and then I do This Is Cinema and whatever show is dropping. So, you know, I'm staying consistent, man. I'm doing more than a lot of people. And I'm not even saying it like that because, shit, they got a whole Patreon. I really want to do more. I want to do more, man, but I don't know, man. The people got to, you know, help me out with this shit. You know, because if I was getting a little more support, I would and could do more. But the support has dwindled down. And I mean, it is what it is. I mean, shit, if you're still listening right now, you know, you're part of the core that, you know, I'm, you know, always giving my thanks to. But I mean, shit. And for the last time, man, Drake does not need to respond to Pusha T, bro. Pusha T caught the W. Leave Pusha out of this. I see you Kendrick fans trying to bring up Pusha T because y'all hurt, because your man's got bodied, you know. But, bro, leave Pusha T out of this. Pusha T came with the Pusha T. And that was just something that Drake couldn't combat. He could combat reference tracks. That whole you hiding the kid, let that boy come home, that shit was devastating. And then that whole blackface shit, bro, Pusha T had all of the he actually baited Drake because he wanted to expose Drake at the right time, and he did it. So, you know, salute. Pusha T got the W. Drake took the L. He took the L. And he just said, fuck it. I remember around that time, people was like wondering what was going to happen. Was Drake going to respond? I'm telling you, even if Drake would have responded, there's no way he could have caught a W. There's no way. How could you catch a W? Unless you fuck Pusha T's wife or you expose Pusha T for being a deadbeat or some shit, it's nothing Drake could have said, man, to really make, you know, shit be cool. So Drake did right, man, with just focusing on his album. And after that shit, he came up with a bunch of hits. So he did right. You know, this, unless Drake got another kid out there somewhere, unless he got another kid or Kendrick Lamar can expose them for having, like, let's say For All the Dogs, right? I think For All the Dogs is about 20 tracks or some shit. Let's say Kendrick Lamar exposed that all 20 of those songs Drake had nothing to do with. All he did was go over and sing on it. I think that would be something. Other than that, it ain't really too much he can say other than the shit that Rick Ross said. You got a BBL, you got a nose job, like little kid shit, bro. Like, because if you think about it, Drake didn't really say too much about Kendrick. He said he was short. He got a size 7 and top take 50% of all his publishing mastering. I mean, these guys, it's just all about who come with the best shit, right? So other than that, man, I appreciate you guys. I can still keep talking about this shit, bro, because it's, you know, man, this is what I love, bro. Hip hop. This is hip hop at its core. You know, this the underground here. So let me know what you guys thought about this episode. Let me know if I should keep doing off day, man, or if you guys like, nah, bro, just stick to the Marvel shit, and then, you know, I'll just drop an episode whenever. So let me know!